this time of the year is pretty neat. You get to March, but something's going to happen in the last, almost the last day of March. Do you know what it is?
Easter's the 30th.
Pretty close to the last day, isn't it?
That's the last day.
30 days has September, yeah. April, June, so you're awful close.
Yep.
When that happens, what starts to happen with our churches and things around the area? I love where you're headed.
They do stuff. They do fundraisers. Outside events.
Faith, good morning. Let me just take your microphone.
Good morning, Faith. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you.
Help us again.
I'll ask you the question. Mainzen?
Mainzen.
Yeah. What do churches do?
Churches do all kinds of services,
that's for sure.
But we do Journey to the Cross the day before Palm Sunday. So
right.
A week and a day before Easter.
Well, this is neat. The Rose House, where my wife and I do the services, we have a very faithful member of your church. Maggie is there, Schlichting. And she's a great lady. And Joy Bluegie's been out there to see her. We love what's going on at your church, your new school, and what's going on, but I really want to dive into this today because if you've got young children, even teenagers, I think sometimes we miss the cross. Mm-hmm. And you all do a tremendous job of doing that. So let's just start right off the bat and tell us about the event.
Okay, so it's called Journey to the Cross. So it's a format as if you were traveling to Israel, except you don't have to take the long airplane trip. So you have a passport, and as you go to each station, you get a sticker. At each station, you have a tour guide that takes you. And the stations are events that happened in the last week of Jesus' life before he died and rose. And the reason they make such a wonderful impact is because everything is sensory. Wherever you go, you taste something, you touch something, you smell something. And so, for instance, the first station is Mary anointing Jesus. And so we have a biblical character there, not a real one, obviously. And she will talk about how she anointed Jesus. And then we have nard right there for you to smell, which is just really a wonderful smell.
I wish you'd have brought some of that. What is nard? Oh. Can you describe
what
it at all?
Nard? Yeah.
Well, spike nard, it's, you know, like essential oils come from all different plants.
Right.
So it comes from the plant. And I, in the past, would just use a perfume, and I thought, no, this needs to be authentic. So I ordered it from Jerusalem. And
we
have the nard. And it's I think people will love smelling it. And it's that kind of experience that hooks it into you and makes this whole journey so meaningful and so perfect before you experience Holy Week.
Let's talk about some of the other stations.
Hang on.
Okay, in a second.
You're kind of running ahead on me here, buddy.
Well, I want to see what else I get.
You get to the donkey in a minute. Is the nard still a fairly expensive perfume?
It's not. No, not like it was then.
It must have been very, very valuable.
Yes, I'm trying to remember. I just looked at that. How much that would have been for her to anoint. It was like months, if not a year, of salary.
And so she got scolded.
Oh yeah, she did.
We talked about it in the CC Winans song we played the other day, Alabaster Box. It was probably hard.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes, I've heard that. Yep. Yep.
All right, Keith, why don't you
now
move on?
Now that we get
Keith,
to go on those stations, if you're through with Nard. All right.
So after the anointing comes the two Palm Sunday stations. So one is people waving palm branches and saying Hosanna to the Son of David. And then the next station is the donkey, and you actually get to pet the donkey.
So
to your point about bring children, bring teenagers, bring everybody.
Sure.
This is meaningful no matter what age you are. And it's everybody's favorite station, I think.
Really?
Because we have miniature donkeys that come,
right,
which make it better for small children.
Sure.
And I don't know if everybody knows, but there's something on the back, not the back end, but the back, like the spine of a donkey, that I never knew before, and I'm not going to tell.
Oh.
Shh, don't tell. They have to come and see it.
Man. Well, speaking of that, does this donkey talk?
No. Not like Balaam. No talking
so
donkey.
We talked about that, how God used that situation.
Yep.
So when you're looking at this donkey there at Faith, just think how God used even this, what they would call a dumb animal, right,
mm-hmm,
to show the way to the prophet that, hey, you got to bless Israel.
I just had that in my morning devotions maybe a week ago in the reading through the Bible, and I was like, really, dude? The donkey talks to you, and
yeah.
you don't say, whoa, this could be from the Lord.
I was doing some lessons on obscure people in the Bible, and Balaam was one of them. But when you go back and look at it, he was beating the donkey said, hey, why are you beating me? Right?
Yeah.
I've been good to you for a... But it saved his life, Keith. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because he laid down and didn't go, and the angel of the Lord said, if you would have come ahead, mm-hmm. I would have taken your life. Okay,
right.
Let's keep going.
Okay, so after the Palm Sunday, then comes the coins that Judas betrayed. So it'll be at the temple. A temple worker will be talking about how Judas betrayed Jesus for these coins. And you pick up the bag of coins, and you feel the weight of it. And to me, that weight is not just a physical weight, but it's the weight of what Judas did. He betrayed the Son of God.
For a few pieces of silver.
Well, yeah. And that weight kind of got on him. Because,
yes, it did.
Know, he was not happy about what he did.
Exactly.
Cool.
And from there to the Seder meal. So it's like a little home atmosphere, and you go into the home and you taste the matzah bread and the charset. So not everything in the Seder meal, but two of the elements. So you get to taste
that. I looked up matzah bread to make sure I knew what I was talking about, because I love flatbread, Keith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And matzah is a flatbread, but it's unleavened, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And what was the other word you said?
Charset.
What's
so
that?
It's an apple thing.
Huh. Apple.
It's pretty sweet. It has honey in it.
Kind of like what Eve said to Adam. It's a good looking apple. It's got honey in it.
Yeah.
So both of these things, this Seder meal reflects, you know, them coming out of Egypt.
Right.
And so it couldn't have leaven in it, the bread, because they had to be ready to go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Garden of Gethsemane. So there's a person there that talks about Jesus praying and the intensity of that prayer. And then anyone who's in that station can offer up prayers at that time.
Wow. So I see why you say it's interactive. Every station is interactive.
Every station is interactive.
Now let's pause a minute before we go on.
You bet.
Now, I understand the format, but tell us how it works, come and go, what time, how do they come, how do they know what stage to go to? Walk us through how that works.
Okay.
And it's the 22nd, right?
It's the 23rd.
The 23rd, okay.
Yeah, and to the point, Easter is actually the 31st, because 23rd is a Saturday, so 7 days later would be the 30th, and so Easter is the 31st, correct?
Right.
For me, I was close.
Yep. You were very close.
Let me ask you a question.
I had it one day different. I'm sorry.
Did I say the end of the month?
You did.
Pretty well close to the end of the month.
So
it's the 31st,
you
right?
You did.
Good.
All right. So you come to faithbranson.org and sign up for a time slot.
Okay.
That way you don't have a bunch of people waiting to get on tours, because we go like about 8 people per tour. That way it can be very intimate and it's not this huge crowd. So you go to faithbranson.org, or if you don't do the online thing, you can call the church office, which is 417-334-2469.
Hang on.
Yep.
Somebody's looking, and they said, wait a minute, I don't have my pen or my copy run scratch pad.
Right.
All right, let's give that number again.
Okay, 417-334-2469.
And if you forget that, it's very simple. Call the station. 417-334-KLFC, and we can get you all of this information, because we're connected down to the church with Joey and others.
Yeah.
So let's pick it up from Aaron. Where do we go next?
All right, so you sign up.
Hang on.
Website? Faithbranson.org.
All right, we're going to put a link on our KLFCradio.com website for you, so you can find that if you missed the phone number.
Wonderful. Okay, so you've signed up for a time. And you're going to show up at that time, but I would suggest you show up at least 30 minutes early, because we have a free pancake and sausage breakfast.
Mm. Mm.
So hey, come eat breakfast before you go on your tour. Mm-hmm. So you check in after
time out a second.
Yes, sir.
So if I've got a 9 o'clock time, what time is it? What are my hours?
It'll take you about an hour to go through the tour.
What is the time of the event?
Oh, the event starts at 8 because
o'clock,
our first
right.
tour is at 8:30.
So
it.
If you have 8:30 time to go on the tour, show up at 8
for breakfast.
You got
eat
it.
Breakfast.
You
and
got
it goes
it.
Till what time?
The last tour leaves at 11:30.
So then if I want to have a later breakfast, I can come at 11.
Yeah.
And be ready for my
11:30 tour.
All morning.
Good.
You bet.
Cool.
Okay, so you come out a half an hour before your tour time that you've signed up for, and you'll check in, and then you'll get a tour guide. And that tour guide will take you. There's 11 stations, and they'll walk you through each of the stations. And then when you get done, if you have children, there's an Easter egg hunt.
All right.
It takes about an hour for the tour.
Hmm. Well, the Easter egg hunt ought to be fun.
Yeah, I think it will.
Now, we were at the garden, right? On our trip.
We were at the garden.
So let's move on.
We stopped at the garden. The next station is called Thorns and Whip. And so they touch the thorns. You know, they talk about how really awful.
They don't smack it down on your head.
They let
you touch it, right?
Right. No. You just barely touch it. They're holding it. You touch it.
I grew up on the farm.
Yeah.
And in the hedgerow, there are the thorns. And I'm not talking about rosebush thorns. I'm talking thorns.
Big thorns.
Is it the locust tree by any chance?
Yeah, they're like this long.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what, Keith, it's like a needle.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
They're sharp as they can be. And for young people that have not, or even middle-aged people, or even old people that have not experienced it, it's pretty neat to see and feel what that's like.
Yeah. And also there is the whip. And so they describe the whipping at that time was much more than like a whip you might use on an animal to get them to go. It had sharp barbs on it, so it was pretty awful.
You know, I've never seen The Passion of the Christ, but I have read the descriptions of the shard-type things that were at the end of the Cat of Nine Tails.
Mm-hmm.
And the shards, Keith, are almost like glass or stones or whatever that are in the end of these. And when you take that whip and put it across the back of Jesus, those shards would cut into the skin and they'd pull that. Yep. And then when you think about that, you know, sometimes I'll be very transparent and say, well, he was God. Well, you know, yes, he was God. There's a physical human being that's feeling this pain, and sometimes I forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're showing here helps people see that.
Yeah. What he actually gave up in love for us.
Crazy.
Yeah. Wow. The next one is the cross. And so each person that goes to that station hears from a Roman soldier, an actor that is the Roman soldier. And he explains crucifixion. And then you take a nail and you drive it into the cross because it's our sin that put him on that cross. And that's very meaningful. Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of Roman soldiers, we will have four Roman soldiers on horseback outside the event, getting people inside and directing traffic.
That's cool. Hey, you, Charlie, go back.
Yeah, that's right. When someone on a horse in a Roman soldier costume tells you to park there,
that's where you go.
You park there.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah. And then, obviously, the finale is the open tomb,
empty
tomb. So there's Mary sitting at the tomb telling you what happened when she came to the tomb that Easter morning, and the angel appears. And it's pretty awesome. And you get to peek into the tomb and see that, in fact, Jesus is not there.
Wow.
He is risen.
He has risen.
Yep.
That's awesome.
In my mind, I think the reason this is so neat is it's so, I think you've used the term earlier, the senses that you have, you're seeing and feeling and hearing all of these things.
Yeah.
And these people that I'm sure have done it, I'm sure you have people that love what they're doing, and so they add some real passion to it. So.
Yeah. It's such a pleasure for me to ask people if they would like to participate again, and they're saying, well, I was wondering when you were going to ask. You know what? That makes it fun.
What of those things that are there would you ask Charlie to do next year?
Oh, wow.
Where would you
Charlie
see him
really
fitting
gets
in?
Into it. I think, let me look down here. His description, whip and thorns.
Oh, the whip and thorns. She'd put you in.
No.
Oh, baby.
I would turn that down.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah?
I couldn't,
that.
Yeah.
Too much. You know too much.
How about the Roman guy out on the horse in the park?
Might be all right. I'm looking down here for just a minute.
Guess who's on the horse, by the way?
Oh, it's our good friends.
Gina and Kata Brandt.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And some of their friends.
Good.
Yeah. Susan and Michaela will be on there.
Yep. I know where I want to be.
Where?
At the tomb.
Are you the angel?
He can
be the angel because angels were probably male.
Mary's at the tomb.
There's a great story about that. Eureka Springs, you know what's there?
Oh, sure.
Well, it's wonderful. Well, we took our kids when they were very young. And so afterwards, just like we're doing today, we're sitting there with our family. And we're having a discussion. Who would you be? And I started out and said, Well, I know my life, so I'd be Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then we got to Jana, because she said, well, of course I would be the angel. Then it was time for Miss Mary to speak. Honey, out of all these characters, who would you be? You remember who she picked?
Probably Mary.
No, Jesus.
Oh!
And so the kids, so the kid said, really, Mom? Really? And so it's just like this. When you look down through here, you kind of put yourself in a position. And I would like to be there to say, the tomb is empty. He's no longer here.
He has risen.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's good.
All right.
How many years have you done this?
This is our third. We were going to start in 2020, but we all know what happened.
Oh, yeah. By this time that year, we were all kind of...
It was a mess, yeah. So we had to postpone 2 years, and so this is our third annual.
Very good.
For you folks that are at Faith and your dedication, thank you for doing this. We'll continue to promote this on the show, and thank you so much, Faith, for coming today. Tell our fine friends hello. And one of these days, we'll have Joy bring the pastor, so we can have them both here together.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Some morning.
And we didn't talk about the ticket price.
Oh, it's free.
That's
Everything's
right.
free. Breakfast and the tour are free.
Breakfast and the tour is free.
Totally
Keith,
free.
Let's talk about this a minute.
Time from the first tour at 8:30,
yep.
Last one at 11:30.
Starts at 11:30.
And come a half hour early because you can have breakfast before.
You got it.
You know, when you're in a church fellowship hall and somebody's flipping pancakes and got your log cabin serving, I'm sure they have log cabin, Keith. They have to have. They're not going to have.
They don't have Aunt Jemima.
I don't think. And they're not going to have that other one, that Miss Butterworth.
Oh, Butterworth?
Terrible.
Yeah,
log cabin, okay?
Okay.
And some pancakes and sausage, and I'm sure they'll have maybe link sausage versus patty.
Probably.
But because it's easier to do. So
yeah.
We encourage all of you, and we pat you on the back. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, Faith.
Thank you.
And happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
God bless you.
Thank you.